I just want to make a ha'ara. Mistama, just a little bit of a tosefis to what Rebbe was just saying. It's very much connected to the Torah that you're learning in Tzav Aziz, that Torah of seeing oneself as a tzaddik. In order to see oneself as a tzaddik, there needs to be hizchashus. We're coming now into the parashias, into the sugya of Achaydis is Elacham, of hizchashus. And I had a thought this past Thursday night. I was at a beautiful chasana. All chasanas are beautiful, but this one in particular, I was very, very moved by. It wasn't big; it was small. And the reason that I found it so inspiring, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, and I went into Shabbos with this chasana. That's what I want to talk to you about. Because both the Chasna and Kala had been married before and had children. And I know them both, and they both went through terrible Yisurim. Terrible, terrible Yisurim. Not like Rav Gudel Eisner and my parents and those Jews, Yibadal Mechaim L'chaim. But marriage can be a source of unbelievable bracha and simcha, and it could be a source of terrible, terrible pain and confusion. And both the Chasna Kala this past Thursday night had lived through very painful marriages. And the Chasna, the Riku, the dancing that we were doing afterwards with the children from the two. It's a strange thing. But all dancing with their kids, and the kids have gotten close. The families are coming together, and I had a very strong desire. So during that rikud, this was the Torah that I was thinking about, that I had in mind, and I wanted to share with you. Obviously, such a chasna is all about hizchashus. It's about starting again, and Achaydish Zelachem means, like the Sram all say, that there's an unbelievable hashpah of Achaydish Zelachem of Ischachis. Sof kol sof, the Baruch Hu Magala Achaydish Zelachem is the first mitzvah that he told us while we were still in Mitzrayim. Before Maimon has seen it, that Hashem is Magala Achaydish Zelachem, which you know, Rashi says at the very beginning of Bereishis, at the beginning of Torah, that really the Torah should have started with Achaydish Zelachem. And Rashi says such words, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah really, really should have started in Chodesh HaZalacham. It means it's not stam, like when you and I are told you should have said something, or I could have said. It means that Chodesh HaZalacham and Pnimis is the Haskal. There's a reason why we have to start with Bereishis, why Rashi explains over there why we have to start with Bereishis. But Be'emes, the beginning is Achaydus Zalachem. It means that Achaydus Zalachem is a mitzvah klolis. Sof kasof and Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the time that the Shechina came into our lives. For the first time in such a way, there was Hashros HaShechina, Rosh Chodesh, that first Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was such a Hashros HaShechina. These parishes that we're in now. And even Reishis itself, the Sfarim tell us, means Beis Reishis, that there are two beginnings. There are two marriages, there are two chasans. Beis Reishis. So let's talk a little bit about this. I have to be Mekatzer, I have to be somewhere in a few minutes, I just want to be Mekatzer. This machshava that I had, as a way of coming into this time, into Parashat Achaydish. After the Chet HaEgel, the Baruch Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, a pasuk that we're all familiar with. Salachar shnei luchay savanim kavishayinim. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to make two luchays. V'kasavti aluchas asadvar mashahoyu aluchay savishanim sheshibarat. I'm going to write on the luchas, on this second set of luchas, asadvar mashahoyu aluchay savishanim sheshibarat. The words that were written on the first luchas that you broke. So essentially, the luchas shniyas, the second luchas, essentially are a chazar, are a repetition. Es hadvar mashahoyu, al luchas rishayim sheshibarat. It's a repetition. It's a chazar of the original luchas, of the first luchas. Of course, there's a huge difference. And the difference is that the first luchais are described as v'haluchais ma'ase elokim hema. The first luchas are ma'ase elokim hema. Kivyochel Hashem Baruch Himself carved them and created them. V'hamichtav michtav elokim hu. And the writing was the writing of Hashem Himself. Not Moshe Rabbeinu, not Psal Lecha. But the writing was V'amichtav michtav elokim. Chorus al haluchais, engraved al haluchais. And you all know that those words of chorus al haluchais, engraved in the luchais, changed reality, changed everything. The Zohar Kodesh Mishpatim says that Chos HaLuchas means that engraving through and through of the Luchas removed the Malach HaMavis from our lives. Death. Mavis, Misa. The Malach HaMavis. The greatest fear of Cook speaks about this is there's a whole section in the Arz HaKodesh on this inyan of the fear that we have of dying and overcoming that fear of death. It's the Seder ends with V'asak HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shachat Malach HaMavis. Everything by the Leil HaSeder is just to come to that Nakuda of V'asak HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shachat Malach HaMavis. Because more than Mitzrayim is Meshabed a person, the fear of death is a terrible shibud, a terrible galus, that fear of death. Chorus al haluchais, Chazal tell us there in the Zohar that at that moment the Malach HaMavis was removed from the world. Death was removed. We went back to a place before there was death. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Nun Dalet says that the nations of the world would at that moment the nations of the world lost any ability to be shaylei, to rule over us, to harm us, to be in control of us. So Chorus HaLuchas brought us to a place of ourselves and being free of anything that's foreign, anything that's outside, anything that's not real. Chorus HaLuchas through and through, a chakika, like the Tanya explains in Parshas Chukas, look at the type. A chakika through and through. The Medrash says in Shir Hashirim that we would no longer forget any Torah that we learned. Meaning that the Torah would saturate a person, would fill a person in such a way, but nothing would get lost. Each of us would be a bor sidsh and a ma'abit dipa. That the mind of a Jew would contain elokus in such a way where nothing would seep out. Where not one drop of elokus would be lost. All of this happened by the first luchas. V'amichtav michtav elokim chorus al haluchas. So for that very, very short time in our lives, for that very, very short time, everything was b'shleimus. And we had experienced something beyond anything we could imagine. We'd come to an ideal, to a place of idealism, of perfection. That now all we could do is talk about and learn about, but we mamash were there. No death. Nothing but the Umas Haolam, but the nations of the world. Not forgetting, remembering everything. So when that didn't work out, for whatever reason, I'm not going into now, when we weren't able to sustain that ideal, that perfection, we couldn't hold on to it. Not only were the luchos broken, but the great ideal, the great vision and dream and hope that we had was shattered, was broken. And I was thinking about how this, of course, is really the story of life. How a person has, the marshal, going back to talk about marriage, but the luchos rishonos of this couple, are the first luchos of this couple that was married the other night. By the first luchos, you could be sure that the chasna kala stood under the chuppah, by the first luchos. They stood with each other under the chuppah. Each one saw in the other something very beautiful. Otherwise they wouldn't have gotten married. And I remember it from back then. Each one saw in the other something very, very beautiful. And they dreamt of being able to build a beautiful home together. You can be sure that when the chasan thought of the kala, he thought of a beautiful, lovely young woman who every day when he comes home from work is going to be so happy to see him, is going to treat him with tremendous love and respect. She had this great dream and this great vision of him being a terrific Ben Torah and a wonderful man and a good father and a good husband and a good provider and so on. Otherwise they wouldn't have married. That's how they got married. But then what often happens in life, really what always happens in life, is that there is this very sweet, innocent, and somewhat naive vision, ideal, a dream. But when that dream comes into contact with the day-to-day life, with the difficulties and challenges, and sometimes the ugliness of day-to-day life, so that dream ends up broken at the bottom of a mountain into a million pieces, like the luchos. The first luchos get broken into a million pieces. You have a boy, yeshiva bocher, and he's raised in a place of tamimus. I was talking to a chassidish bocher last week that came to see me, and he was raised in unbelievable tamimus. And he had these hopes that he was going to be like, you know, another, you know, Rabbi Elimelech or something. And it ended when another Bach, an older Bach, did something to him, which I don't want to talk about. An older Bach did something to him by mikveh once. And then the luchos were shattered. The luchos were broken. His parents have already paid, spent every penny they have on trying to fix the luchos. Therapy and all kinds of help. And the luchos were broken. So there was a boy, he told me that he was the biggest masmid. from the time that he was Bamitzi, he was davening Vasikin every day. And he would finish Tehillim every week, besides all this time that he kept in learning. And he didn't look at anything. He guarded his eyes. He said that he wouldn't even, when the cousins came over, something like that, he wouldn't look up from the table. He was on that path. Luchas Rishaynus. Pure, whole. Nomal Hamavis. The Umas HaOlamanat controlling his life. He was free. Nothing with Umas HaOlam. He was in a world of Am Levadad Yishkain, just a world of Yiddishkeit and of pureness. And then he met somebody in the mikveh. And there was nobody else there, and some terrible thing happened. And that was the breaking of the luchas. And ever since then, the pieces of the luchas are getting stepped on and crushed and pounded and broken more and more. Even in the situations that's not so extreme. A child has, especially a child that's raised in yeshiva, a child has certain idealistic hopes for the future. He hears all kinds of tirades and shmuz and then and then there are hergelim, there are habits, there are taivas and desires that the little boy when he was 10 years old never dreamt what life is going to be like when he'd be 13, 14, 15, 16. He had no idea. No one told him what would be. And even if somebody would have explained to him, he wouldn't have known what that means. He wouldn't have understood how the body changes, how life changes when you're 15, 16, 17, and so on. Even under the best circumstances, chasna kala, zazochen, and the keva, that it should work out, you need mamish nais. But Chazal say that it's kashki kriyas yamsuf. Married people know that it's much harder than kriyas yamsuf. It's hard. Very, very hard. A zoch and a keva, each one, and not only there's a zoch and a keva, which to begin with is mamish, two different universes, but each one comes into the marriage with a different mentality, with a certain family culture. In our house, it's like this. From personalities. So what happens in life is that the first luchos are usually broken. Sometimes the breaking can be violent, like this boy with the mikveh. Violent. Other times it's a certain quiet understanding that a person reaches, sometimes in a marriage where it dawns on the guy or it dawns on the wife. Lola zahis kavanti. Lola zahit kavanti. This is not what I had in mind under the chuppah. This is not what I had in mind. Lola zahit kavanti. The way the marriage turned out. Lola zahit kavanti. That's called shvi'as haluchos. That's the breaking of the luchos. So now I want to share with you, there's a gilui that's found in the Zohar called the Shparash Kiseitze. Mesh Ayin Vav in Kiseitze in the Zohar Kodesh. It's pretty graphic. Now I know you're big boys. Still, I'm not so comfortable with in a tzibur saying it over exactly. But the Zohar Kodesh says a murdic thing. You know that in Torah there's a parasha of Maitzi Shem Ra. You learned Sanhedrin last year, know that you learned. You, I don't know if you got to the sugi, you were learning. So there's a parasha of Maitzi Shemra. You all know. I don't know if how much about that you know and how much you learned it, but each one of you knows that there's a terrible disappointment that took place. The man expected his wife to be a psula, to be pure, right? And there's an accusation, there's a chashash, there's a disappointment, something is wrong. So the Zohar HaKadosh, if you look inside there, you see the whole thing. The Zohar HaKadosh takes that whole parasha of Maitzi Shemra, where the man accuses his bride of impurity, of not being whole and perfect. The Zohar takes that parasha and reveals that in Pnimius, it's the story of the Luchos Shniyos. Listen carefully. Of the first Luchos and the second Luchos. The first Luchos were broken. Terrible shock. I found something. We find the Torah that's broken. Something in our lives that we wanted very badly was broken. The marriage, the innocence of being a child, something was broken. Terrible, terrible pain and disappointment. This is not what I expected. How many times I talked to Bali Tshuva that years later telling me, like, this is not what I thought I was signing up for. I didn't, you know, everybody was so nice to me. I got a million invitations and, like, you know, a lot of it's been downhill ever since then. It's not what I signed up for. So then, the person, Am Yisrael is told, "Psalacha shnei luchos avanim kavishayin," to start again. And there's a second set of luchos. The way the Zohar learns is that Hashem is the Avi Hanara, Hashem is the father of the girl, of the young woman. And instead of spreading a dress, the father, Kivyochel Hashem, opens up a yeria, opens up the Torah, and says to Am Yisrael, "V'chasavti al luchos es hadvar mesho hoyu al luchos v'yishanem esher shibarta." Listen carefully. Hashem Yisrael says that if you don't give up, if you be mechazik yourself in Amuna, then you will see that it's possible to have a second set of luchos. And I will write, even though it seemed to you that something was broken and it can't be repaired, Hashem Yisrael says, the Ovi HaNa'ara says that you're being Maitzi Shemra on the second Luchas. You're being Maitzi Shemra, you're slandering the ability the Jew has to start again, to find his chachas in his life, to have a second set of luchos. And you don't believe that it's possible that through hard work, emunah and yigiyah, that through hard work it's possible for you to build a life with new luchos. It's not the dream that you had at the beginning. That's the dream, the ideal was v'hamichtav michtav elokim. Chorus al haluchos. Those are the God-made luchos. When you're a little kid and you're innocent, the dream of the chasna kala, that Hashem brought them together. The question is, what happens to a person after the first luchos are shattered? And that disappointment to discover that the besulim are not there, that the innocence that I thought is not what I thought. The love that I thought is not what I thought. The Yiddishkeit that I envisioned, the Baal Tshuva, it's not the way that I envisioned it. So Hashem Yisbarach says to the disappointed person, whose first luchas are broken, Reb Yid, psal lecha shnei luchai savan. The whole tachlis of you being in this world, because I could have left you in the Shama, if you wanted that world, I mean, that world was a world before you came into this world. Your neshama was given a choice, and even though it's hard, but you were sent into this world not because of the first luchas. You were sent into the world in order to create second luchas. How a Jew behaves when the first luchas are broken, when the great dream, the ideal, met with reality, and the reality didn't add up. And the luchos were shattered, were broken. Then the question is, are you going to believe in the possibility of luchos shnias, of second luchos? Are you going to believe in the parish of Achedesh Ezelachem, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Ischachus, of starting again, of giving up that dream, in a certain way, giving up that the naivete of that first dream and ideal? At rolling up your sleeves and working hard, psal lecha, where it's not clear like it was in the past when you were little or when you were innocent, where it's hamichtav, michtav lekem, it's chavos al luchas, it's not anymore in such a clear and simple way. So how does the yeshiva bacha, who's no longer 10 years old and has seen something horrible in the mikveh, or some terrible thing that some guy showed him on his phone, How does he come back? The Torah says you can never go back to that innocence. There's something that was lost. Just like the Basulim are gone. The Nisoy now is, are you going to be Moitzi Shemra on the Luchos Shnias? That's what the parasha in the Zohar, that's what the parasha of Moitzi Shemra is about. And the Ovi HaNa'ara, the Baruch Shalom, was the father of the Torah, says, don't be Moitzi Shemra on my Torah, on the second Luchos. When a person is sitting in yeshiva, and he's in a certain, and he's being educated in a certain way, and the education that he gets in yeshiva somehow tells him that once you leave yeshiva and you go to work, you're not going to be able to be a big ben Torah anymore. That mentality that became only the past 30, 40 years that became part of the daily diet of a yeshiva guy, of a typical yeshiva guy, especially in Israel, in Maladab. But even here, in many ways. In other words, that there's this ideal, it's the time that you're in yeshiva. Everything after you're in yeshiva is downhill. Which means that when you're going to be at work, to begin with, you already see yourself in a state of paradise lost. And a person who sees himself as a b'deavid, a tzibroch ne'id, who doesn't see himself as a tzaddik, so the person looks at himself as tzibrochen luchas, as broken luchas, because the only place the luchas are the first luchas, that's in yeshiva, and those luchas are broken because now I have to leave yeshiva and I'm in an office with a bunch of people who are using foul language with women who are not sneezdik, with a boss who's nastier than Paro or whatever, and I'm in such a place, so in this mitzvah that I'm in, I can't be a Jew. And then there begin to be nisyanis, with money, with shmir seinai. But since the person doesn't believe, God forbid, in the second luchas, so he's mitzi shemra. He's mitzi shemra on the luchas. And he says that once the basulim have been broken, and once the ideal is no longer in effect, there's no tachlis. There's no tachlis. I can't be that person that I was in yeshiva. And he's mighty shema. And the Ovi Hanara, the Baruch Shalom, who's the father of the Torah, says to that person, how could you be mighty shema on Yiddishkeit and on the Torah? How could you be mighty shema on your own neshama? Solucha shnei luchay savon. The Baruch Shalom says, so now you're not a baby. So you found out that life is not the way you thought it would be. You found out that not everybody is good. You found out that there are certain Jews that didn't treat you the right way. There are ugly things in life. And the luchas were broken. The ones that I gave you when you were a kid. So either you're going to be mighty shemra, or you're going to hear Hashem saying to you, psol lucha shnei lucha yisarvanim, kerishayim. And v'chasafti aluchas adrom hashohoyu aluchas yisheshanim yisheshdibarte. And you know that Hashem says, I promise you, you're not going to understand how this could be because it's something which we can't understand. You work hard. You carve out those luchas of your life. I will write on them the same words. It's hadvar mashar hoyu aluchas v'shem hashesh yibart. Now this is very, very, very hard. Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Lavracha, of course, takes this to another level, as he always does. Can you give me? I don't have. Rav Kook takes this to another level. I'll just read a few sentences. It's very hard. It's in the Iris, the section of Zerayim, Siv Zayin. Rav Kook always takes us from the life of the individual to the life of Am Yisrael, the nation. From Pratius to Leumius. Let's just read a little bit. The first sentence. Hefsek muchrach liyais ben tochen ha'idiel hamusha shemegamas hakol ben hamezgalim imenu b'havaye b'poem. There must be. Rav Kook says this is how life is. There must be a hefsek. There must be a breakage. Something that interrupts. Something that breaks. Between the toichen ha'ideal, between the ideal, the great dream, the ideal, which is mufshat, which is, of course, it's the ideal is something which is not tangible. It's a vision. It's a dream. It's mufshat. Shemegamas hakol, and there's a great ideal where the person wants everything, wants it to be perfect. Uben hamezgalim yene b'havaye b'poa, but what actually turns out in life, b'poa, in reality, is a hefsek. Doesn't stim. What I wanted and what is in my life doesn't stand. Doesn't match. We used to live in Farakway. My wife had a friend on the corner, and they had a very large family and had all close in age and very, very, very hard children. Very hard children. And she was an extremely educated person, and she got herself, my wife told me she got for herself a sweatshirt. And on the sweatshirt, it says, for this I went to graduate school. And my wife saw her walking around one day, like all the kids were screaming and like having tantrums. And she had a double stroller, and her tichel was like falling off, you know? And it said on her thing, for this I went to graduate school. Look what became of me. Look what became of me. A of course that was in good humor, was to make a joke, but there is a hefsek. You know, whenever you think of having kids, they're not going to be the kids that are having tantrums. You know, not your kid. Somebody else's kids have tantrums. Your kid's not going to have tantrums. The imaginary kid, or like in the Chasna Kalim Mitzvah, you're all going to be. We already have him. You're going to be. All of you are going to be Chasanim Mitzvah at the right time, the right person, and you're going to get up and you give some shmuz. You're going to give a Dvar Torah by Shever Brachos. You're going to give the Kosher Kriyas Yom Tov shmuz, right? You're going to give some talk about marriage. And if you have the presence of mind to look around at the married people when you're giving that shmooze, you'll see a lot of eyes rolling when you say that. You're married for 2 days and you're giving a Dvar Torah, talking to warriors who are beaten and tired, and you're giving a talk about marriage, like some 22-year-old pisher. You're giving a talk about marriage and the challenges of marriage. Usually it hasn't a word like that, challenge. And you found some Dvar Torah on, you know, marriage.com or something. You Googled some Dvar Torah and you put together some fancy thing and you explain how the challenge of marriage and you see all the adults sitting there talking with their fingers here with the chalom, the belt. Just waiting to take that Shabbos walk and get out of this crazy thing that this kid's talking to me about marriage. And every adult could say, you have no idea. Yeah, there are beautiful, beautiful things. But the Luchas Shnius is not, it's not what you're thinking. You're in Luchas Rishinus. I don't want to hurt your feelings, and you should be able to carry them through till 120. Very few people are able to do that. You know, like they say, you know, that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was able to say by the Levi, you know, that he would ask for Mechila, but he can't think of anything to ask Mechila for. That's not regular stuff. Mostly it's already after the first Shavuot Brachos, there's plenty of stuff to ask Mechila for. So if Cook is describing that space in between the ideal, the vision, the Luchas Rishonis, and reality. Ben HaKavona HaToiva, HaMuzrachas La'odim Berum Goy V'Chay V'Aruchnim, Ben HaRuach HaMalavei Yotom Liyash HaMaisi V'Drachav. This whole Torah is about this, and I don't want to take time more than I'm already taking. But he speaks about in the second paragraph, when these great exalted ideals, but they're still in a state of tohu, like the Chasna Kala, it's not worked out, it's in the matzav of tohu, just ideals and hopes. The Sherish and the Shom Makoshi for Yisrael, which come, of course, from the root of the soul and the longing of the soul. Misgablim begvul vegeder yadua, but then they have to take shape and form. Vegeder yadua, they become confined to the borders and the boundaries of day-to-day life. Miad he miskadrim v'yardim mechevyan uzam, they immediately descend, these great dreams and visions descend, become darkened and descend from the great source of where they come from, the powerful source where they come from. Now, turn over the page, just if you have a chance, you look at all of this some other time. Look at the left side of the second side of page Reish Ayin Tes. You see the third paragraph begins with the words Noi ad ein cheker, you see? So now, well, actually, the sentence before that. V'chein hadover maimen ha'lu'umi is ha'pratis. And so it is with the nation as well. Shebechlalus on ha'moitzim oisim b'tzivyon ha'gam b'mu'asenu. No'ad ein cheker hu ha'ideal shel ha'komis am segula. The greatest ideal of all really began with Pesach. The greatest ideal of all was Am Yisrael. The undertaking, the project of Am Yisrael. A chosen nation, an extraordinary, unique nation. That was the ideal. B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. You know what I'm referring to when I say those words? What am I referring to? The Kinnis and Tishuv, right? B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. That's the ideal. And what does that kina do? That kina is b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim, and then, boom. B'tzeisi mi Yerushalayim. The contrast. B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim, b'tzeisi. And that's what the whole kina does. B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim, b'tzeisi mi Yerushalayim. B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim, until the last stanza, which is when we're going to return to Yerushalayim. But b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim, b'tzeisi mi Yerushalayim. That's what life is about. Boy, the Baruch Hu had big plans for us. Big plans. Mamlechas kahanim goy kodesh. Umitorech am shakur ba'avdus ayuma. A nation that was submerged in horrible slavery. Asher magolius Patriarcholios shall geza moitzo mavrikos eschoshko, was suddenly there was like a shining pearl. The pureness and the holiness of who we are began to shine. And in that hidden place of Hashem, that ideal of the Jewish people continues to shine. Hutzarach lesgalim. And it needs to take shape and form. L'satif bagdorm yuchedis, but in the real confines of this world. B'mnei odom bali yitzarim toivim v'gam roi. But in the world, there's not only yitzar ha-toiv. The mamlechas kahanim agoy kodesh has also yitzar ha-ra, Rav Kook says. And there are good people, and there are people that are not so good. B'kibbutzim netzorach l'michi v'kalkola. And if you want to build a nation, you can't just build a nation. You're standing by the mountain and you have a fire and clouds and then the mud's falling and you got all kinds of fancy stuff going on. That's the luchas rishonis. But in life, to build a nation, you have to gather together as the people, and you have milchiyav kalkali. You have to have a parnasa. Remember when I came home? You know, and I told my father that I met somebody, you know, we're going out, and I told my father that I think it's very serious, we're thinking about getting engaged. And I was in yeshiva then, so my father spoke to me, he said something I never really thought about. I hadn't given it any thought. Car insurance. I said, what? He said, my father said, car insurance, you know? God forbid something happens, you have to have insurance for the car. So I was already driving for a couple of years on my father's cheshbon. My father says, you know, how are you going to pay for car insurance? Then there's also, it's important that you have to get medical insurance. So he used the insurance thing, a couple of insurance things. And then he went to other stuff, like practical stuff that I hadn't thought about. Because I never gave thought to it growing up. Things happened. You know, everything happened. The tuition was paid. The car was paid for. I went to the doctor. It was paid for. So my father said, how are you going to pay for all that stuff? Because I was going to tutor somebody for $15 an hour. And that was high. The high end in those years. I was going to tutor somebody, and then like during the summer I was going to do something, I don't know. So my father starts to say, I said, this is what medical insurance costs. This is what car insurance, you want to have a car. How about gas? I thought it just runs the car. Well, you have to put in gas. B'chul, b'chul. Now take all of that, and when it comes to running an entire nation, taking care of an entire nation, so you could have the whole Mamlechas Kahanim Goy Kodesh Shmuz at Har Sinai, Rav Kook says, but then Lamaisa. La'achiza b'karka l'mishtrei memshal, holding on to land, building, and having and having a straight memshal, having a government and army, police, and so on. V'chaima kibbutzim tzuchim l'hachl l'sakol. We have time to read the whole thing. So of course, way of saying things is unbelievable. But what he's describing is that not only does the individual go through Shvi'as Aluchos, but the nation goes through that. Look at the last sentence of Yisrael Nishbro Kolkach Archadol Kolpulaso. There's such a tzibrochenkeit when the nation realizes that to become a people in your own land, you have to have luchas shnius. Because the luchas vishonis, that everything is just going to be like, you know, man and fun, and everything good, that doesn't work out. That's just not how it is. Because the metzias of life is not like that. So either you're going to get busy with the luchas shnius, or you're going to just remain at the bottom of the mountain in a million pieces. That was a decision that my parents made after the war to start their lives again. That's the decision that has to be made by a person who's gone through whatever trauma or difficulties, whether great or small. Addiction, tsaras, trouble, disappointed marriage, losing a job. However, the luchas rishonis are broken. I think I might have shared with you once, but even if I didn't, you probably know that there was a shidduch that was made between the Holy Vision there and the Rebbe Hirschel Rimanover. Now the Vision, you know, the Vision is Malchus. The Vision is Malchus went back to Mr. Chamagid, to Malach, Mr. Chamagid, all the way back to David and Malach. And Rav Hirsch Rimanover, not Rav Mendel Rimanover, Rav Hirsch Rimanover, if you don't know, he wasn't a meyuchas at all. His father was a tailor. He was a shamus by Rav Mendel Rimanover. He used to put the chumash from the siddurim away. He used to move the benches. How he was mezgala is one of the most interesting and beautiful stories in Chassidus, Rav Hirsch Rimanover. Now there was the minig of the Holy Visioner that when it came time by the Tanoim for the Shidduch, some say in some guesses it was by the Chuppah, I don't know if it was by the Chuppah or by the Tanoim, but when the Shidduch was made, either the Chuppah or before, that the Holy Visioner would not read, he would say over his entire Yichus. He's the son of Rab Shalom Shachne, the grandson of the Malach, the great grandson of the Mizrach. All the way all the way back to David Malch, he would say his whole yichus. That's what he's coming to the shidduch with. He's bringing to the shidduch his whole yichus. So the people that were there, everybody that was there, felt very, very bad why he continued to keep that custom, knowing that the mechutin is a Hirsch Rimanover who didn't have any yichus at all. It's like, what's he supposed to say? So when the vision was finished, after like 10 minutes of saying, 15 minutes, the whole thing, all the way back to David Malach. So it came time for Rav Hirsch Rimanover to say his yichus. So Rav Hirsch Rimanover said, my father's a tailor. And when I was little, he would take me to work with him. And I would watch him, and he would say to me, Hirschel, be careful that when you get, there are different gears, but mostly it sounds like this, be careful that when you get a piece of material, be careful not to ruin it. But if you do, then you have to know that you could fix it. You can make another one. And when he was saying this, Rav Hirsch Rimanover said, this is what I heard from my father, the visioner started to scream at him. He said, it's enough, you're embarrassing. With such a yichus, it's too much, I can't compete with such a yichus. You're shaming me. You're bringing me to shame that you have such a yichus like that. That you receive from your father such a yichus. That's the yichus of the luchas shnius. It's a different yichus. Some people, the whole yichus is what they talk about. What used to be the luchas v'shaimus. Elokei aviv ha'aron v'mena. But the Indian of a Jew is zekeli, is to make the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for yourself. That's psal lecha. That's the second luchas. Hashem is Baruch should help us to all believe in the second luchas, not to be mighty shema chalila chalila, in any effort, any attempt that any one of us ever makes to be mechadish ourselves. And we should be zeichah for this chadishus of a chadish zelachem. Hashem is Baruch showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Levana back then. And soon we're going to be standing there, Hashem with David Melch, saying, David Melch, Shalchai Vekayim, She'asit l'schadish k'maisa. And we'll see that time to be zeich to see with our eyes that the moon will be restored to its light. K'shivis yimei b'reishis, or ha'levana, k'or ha'chama, k'shivis yimei b'reishis. The glory of Amitis, Amen, V'amein. Shkai.